The One Perfect Pattern. To bring man back into harmony with God, so to elevate and ennoble his moral nature that he may again reflect the image of the Creator, is the great purpose of all the education and discipline of life. So important was this work that the Savior left the courts of heaven and came in person to this earth, that he might teach men how to obtain a fitness for the higher life. For 30 years he dwelt as a man among men, passed through the experiences of human life as a child, a youth, a man. He endured the severest trials that he might present a living illustration of the truths he taught. For 3 years as a teacher sent from God he instructed the children of men, then, leading the work to chosen co-laborers, he ascended to heaven. But his interest in it has not abated. From the courts above he watches with the deepest solicitude the progress of the cause for which he gave his life. The character of Christ is the one perfect pattern which we are to copy. Repentance and faith, the surrender of the will, and the consecration of the affections to God are the means appointed for the accomplishment of this work. To obtain a knowledge of this divinely ordained plan should be our first study, to comply with its requirements, our first effort. Solomon declares that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Concerning the value and importance of this wisdom, he writes, "Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting get understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her."